Hello, I'm Robin, and welcome to the Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. Our guest today, Amber Parker, Executive Director of the Chincoteague Bay Field Station, formerly the Marine Science Consortium. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, Robin.
So how are you?
We are fine. We're a little nutty because we had a lot to do to change our name, but it's been a really good thing.
So, Amber, the name change occurred on October 1st of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about this name change?
Sure. Well, as you know, the Marine Science Consortium has been an organization that's been in existence for 45 years and has been teaching field science and coastal and marine sciences on the Eastern Shore for that long. And so a 45-year history is a big one, and to make a decision to change a name is a big deal, especially when you've had that much history. But we really decided that the organization has grown a lot in the past 5 years and has extended its reach and its educational programs so much that Marine Science Consortium doesn't quite fit anymore. It fits. It certainly fits a big part of our program, but
right.
It doesn't cover everything. And so we really got to thinking about what would be better, what would help people understand us a little bit better and know just what we can accomplish. And after a lot of work, we came down to Chincoteague Bay Field Station because
mm-hmm.
we are on the bay. Where our facility is not, but we are on it all the time with our boats and with our programming and with our educational activities. And so that's a really good place to say this is where we are. And Field Station is really what we do because it kind of says, you know what, we're not a place that you come and you're going to sit in a lab all day long. You're going to be out in the field. You're going to be hands-on, feet wet. And so that's where we ended.
Fantastic. So, Amber, did you and your team, did you have a lot of brainstorming sessions to come up with the name?
We did. We started with strategic planning back in the spring, brought in a lot of our stakeholders because, of course, you know, you can't make a decision like that in a vacuum. And
right.
So we had a lot of our stakeholders involved. We actually brought in a team of experts from an organization that we work with to help us in the planning and decision making. So a lot of thought and planning went into it because we really wanted to make sure that we came out with the best product. And so we did that, and then after we had the name, it was time to do logo. And, you know, logos can be a big deal. But we were very lucky because we have a local artist that we were able to work with to create a beautiful new logo. And some in-house staff, they were able to craft that into our real brand with our name and the logo and everything else.
Well, this is very exciting. And I will say what I love about the name is it tells exactly where you are.
And Chincoteague, that name is just so evocative, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. Now, how about the website? And because, you know, before it was msconsortium.org. So where can people go now?
Our new website at msconsortium.org is still up for a little while longer as we're transitioning. However, our new website is cbfieldstation.org. So it's C as in Charles, B as in boy, fieldstation.org. And you can go to that. It's a fresh, brand-new website that has all of our information in it, plus more. And it's just a great way to interact with us and to learn more about the programs and all the different opportunities that are here.
Very exciting, Amber. While I have you on the line, how was your summer?
The summer was great. You know, it was beautiful weather here this summer. And we had so many, you know, we work with ages from 4 to 94 here, and so we had so many educational programs and courses going on and, you know, people really connecting with the Eastern Shore, which is so important, and really just a lot of good movement ahead and lots of education, and we're hoping we're going to see more of that.
And I'm sure you're in the process of getting ready already for next year and the programs that you're going to be offering.
We are, and that's actually why we had to move up our name change a little bit. We were planning on it happening around the end of the year. However, we realized that our college courses were going to need to register beginning of November, so our website needed to be up to speed. And so we just said, you know what, let's just go ahead. We're going to roll out the new name a little earlier and allow the college students to start planning and signing up for their college programs and courses. And, of course, we'll very soon, we already have people inquiring about summer camps and things. And so it was really time to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, it's just the amazing changes that have happened since you've been the executive director, Amber. It's just, this does not surprise me. It just makes it sound, like you said, it's more encompassing.
Mm-hmm.
and with this kind of name. And I'm just thrilled for you guys.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate the compliment. But truly, we have an amazing staff here of dedicated people that are amazing educators. And everyone from our cafeteria staff, our operations, our office staff, everyone makes that difference here. And we're really excited to be a part of the Eastern Shore and to bring people here and help people to understand how special this area is.
Absolutely. And again, the Marine Science Consortium, their new name is the Chincoteague Bay Field Station. And again, Amber, say that website one more time.
The website is cbfieldstation.org. So www.cbfieldstation.org. And everything else, I should say, everything else about us is the same. So a lot of people have said, well, if you're changing your name, or are you changing what you do? Everything about us remains the same. Our mission, our vision, our educational goals, it's just a name change to help us reach the community a little bit better, and to help other organizations see us as a place that is not only marine, but also coastal science-based, and, you know, that really touches on a lot of things that are going on here on the shore.
Absolutely. Amber, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we have been speaking with Amber Parker, Executive Director of the Chincoteague Bay Field Station. Amber, you have a great day.
Thanks, Robin. You too. It's always a pleasure.
Take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
And have a good day.
Bye. You too.
That concludes today's Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. Have a great day.